Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, and welcome to Sassy Speaks, the podcast for everything Hong Kong. We've been in the city for 10 years, and now we've decided to take the leap into the brave new world of podcasting. I'm your host, Sarmai, and here are three things you should know about me. I'm part of Team Sassy. Pop culture is my jam, and I love talking to anyone and everyone. Every week, I'll be sitting down with two awesome guests. We'll be having candid conversations about everything Hong Kong. From all the dating tips to managing your personal finances, we're not holding anything back. Here we go. You know that saying, do a job you love and you'll never work a day in your life? We're discussing all that and more on today's episode. I sit down with Gianni and Dervla, two incredible entrepreneurs with a passion for wellness, to talk about everything that brought them to this point today. We're diving into diverse career paths, prioritizing your passions, and just how you can turn something you truly care about into a financially viable and stable venture. Hey guys, welcome to our podcast. Thank you so much for being a part of it today. I'm really excited to have some conversation with you guys about just how do you take your passion into your profession. Basically, our readers have been really, really interested more recently in work and money content and like really how do you, you know, the side hustle is upcoming, like the gig economy is upcoming. So how do you really capitalize on that and make sure you find a career path that you really love where work doesn't feel like, you know, stressful, hard work all the time anymore. And you feel like you're actually working towards something that you're passionate about. And both of you guys have really, really awesome ventures that you're involved in. And we thought it would be perfect to sit you guys both down and just talk to you about how you did it. So I'd love for you guys to just introduce yourselves a little bit and tell us a little bit about your journey to where you are today and really what got you here.
So my name is Gianni. I'm co-founder of Hybrid Group. And notably, I think what we're here to discuss is probably known as Hong Kong's largest health and wellness festival, Iris Your Escape. So kind of came about like 4 years ago now. We were just some young guys who thought we knew too much and tried and failed a lot of things, and then it turned out to be something quite great. So I'm sure we can talk a little bit more about that festival as this podcast gets on. So.
Hi, I'm Dervla. I'm the founder of Compare Retreats, which is a platform and publication for the world's leading luxury wellness retreats, and it stemmed out of trying to help people save time, research, money, whatever you want to call it, so that they can find the best retreats in the world and get the results they want.
My first question is, Hong Kong is known as like a particularly friendly place to start your own business. Do you think it is a welcoming environment for people who just want to start up their own gig?
I've had the most amazing support from when Compare Retreats was even just a little idea, and I was scared to say it out loud. And it was people saying, you need to talk about this, it's really good, people need this. And there's been a great support from Sassy, from former publications that I work for as well, from networking groups like Female Entrepreneurs Worldwide, from WEN, and it's just wonderful. People, a whole community comes out of the woodwork when you start your own thing. And when you kind of just have your head down and working hard to try and build something that you've envisioned.
Yeah, I think Hong Kong's a good place to start something. I think the networking opportunities here are really, really good, really easy to get in touch with the right people. People are also willing to collaborate a lot more. You know, you have a really high population in a dense area, so even accessibility and you know, scheduling meetings back to back is makes everything a lot better. So yeah, it's a good startup spot. Of course, there are going to be challenges along the way of all kinds. So
how did you guys know you were ready? Like, you know, you have this idea and you think you kind of know what you want, and you know, maybe you're like already stuck in like a okay-ish place, but you want to do something better. But you know, what made you take the leap?
I was sitting in a Financial Times conference in San Francisco with my boss at the time, and someone from KPMG who was very senior got up and said that wellness and travel were the two sectors to receive the biggest marketing spend for 2018. And I WhatsApped my husband and he said, I think you need to quit your job. And it was such a hard decision to make because the job that I had at the time, I was working at Tatler and I loved it. It was just, it's a great publication in Hong Kong. But I just, all I wanted to write about was wellness and health and travel. And I just, you kind of know in your gut when you need to make the leap, I think.
Yeah. For me, it was, I was playing a lot of soccer, a lot of football, and I was injured for a while, and was kind of depressed at the time, just not playing. And then I'd started practicing some yoga, and it was really, it was something was there. And I was looking at the studios and just the flow and the influx of people in and out of these studios, and there was no real like significant event that kind of touched on that. So we did a little test event out related to that, and just scaled from there over the years.
I think my biggest question for you guys is like, what do you do if you you need to take that first step? Like, what's your advice for people who want to take wellness beyond this, like, you know, reading about it and you always see it in the magazines and, you know, online and stuff. But how do you take it into your life? Like, what's your one step?
I don't think it should be treated like a luxury or a commodity or anything like that, you know? I think one thing to definitely touch on before you talk about all the physical aspects of wellness is the mental side. I think this is the biggest neglect, and we have it the other way around. A lot of people will go and be like, okay, I'm going to do like yoga classes and treat it as a physical form. And then, you know, just try all kinds of physical activities to satisfy their mental volatility. And that's, in my opinion, that's like just a temporary hormone hack. So, you know, my advice would be like, do things that will stimulate your mind first, and then using that level of experience, put that into action through the physical aspect of wellness. And then that could translate into your work, your life, your relationships, everything else.
On a very basic level, the first thing I tell people is, a lot of people would like WhatsApp and say, hey, what can I do? That's kind of easy. I start off with very passive advice. I say, get 8 hours sleep. First thing, get 8 hours sleep. Yeah. Spend 5 to 10 minutes in the morning just sitting down, either counting your breath, doing a guided meditation. Mm-hmm. Eat well. And I don't mean it's really hard when you tell people not to eat something. So I just say, look, go out and eat unprocessed food. Anything not in a pack, anything that came in the ground, it's okay. So basically, rule of thumb is if it goes off after 2 days, that's what you want to be eating. Drink a lot of water, keep your coffee to one a day if you can, and then actually comes in the exercise. Mm-hmm. If you are the type of person that finds it really hard to meditate when you're sitting still, I am one of those people. I've trained myself to sit now, but yoga for me, when my mind is a bit out of whack or I'm anxious about something, I will do yoga. So for me, yoga is actually mind training. And then comes the hardcore fitness.
Yeah.
Because what you eat, how you sleep, your meditation, your food really affects your mind. And it's kind of only once that's in check that you really are going to benefit long term from the physical exercise. There's a lot of ways, but I would say be gentle with yourself. Be kind to yourself if you can. It's not about kicking your ass in the gym so you can't move for 2 days.
Yeah.
Pretty much what Dervis is saying is to create a conducive environment for yourself in order for you to utilize it to its fullest potential. And that can also be done, like, in terms of the mental aspect, this can be done when you're at home and when you're cleaning your house, or like when you're cooking a meal, you know. Even the way you eat, you know, you can just gobble it up or eat it up and just be moving as quick as possible to the next thing, or you'd be on your phone while you're eating. You could just put it down for a second, focus on what you need to be doing at that time, get that done, and then move on to the next thing.
I'm hoping to get more and more into being more intentional, because I'm so guilty of like eating my food, reading a book, or like looking at my phone or watching TV. It's probably savor it more. But yeah, you know, baby steps. You got to take it one step at a time. I want to touch on the space idea. And you know, you're both entrepreneurs. How do you create a work-life balance, and where is your boundary for like, this is work time, this is me time?
I started my company because I don't want to have to balance my work and life. I want my work to be life, and I want my life to be work. And my wellness habits, it's part of me. It's not, I don't wake up and say, oh, I have to do this, this, mm-hmm. this, and it's part of my life. Mm. But work-life balance, like, I don't know. I don't know if it actually exists.
Some mythical idea out there.
I would say this. You need to take time to do things that make you feel good. And for me, what makes me feel good is traveling, usually to our retreat partners or to see family and friends, and staying healthy and well, and being an editor.
Because most people will be like, you've got to have defined boundaries. And I'm not going to lie, I am one of those people where, you know, I work in client management and account management. And for me, I do have a, like, this is the point to which I will be able to help you. And after this point, it's really important for me to go back to my thing.
I will say that, because I think it's very different when you own a company
yes.
and when you work for
Absolutely.
A company
yeah.
and when you have shares in a company and mm. you are an employee as well.
Truth.
So
yeah.
I'm very respectful. If people that work for Comparatreats, I know their
yeah.
weekends
yeah.
and I know after hours.
No. I was going to say, I think with work-life balance, it should be, should have some discipline without rigidity. Mm. If you fall in love with the process, you kind of win. Mm. So, but things are always changing all the time. So the goals are always changing, and it's not like, you know, wonderful every day in
yeah.
the office, realistically, you know.
Of course not.
But if you fall in love with the good and the bad yeah. with it, like if you, for example, you know, we've had like really late nights working on curating the event and long hours, and like anybody else in when starting up a company, you know, they go through this kind of thing. If you pay close enough attention, you can actually take a look and be like, oh damn, like that was tough, but you know, you have this, you've hustled till late hours, you've pulled something off, you know, whether regardless of the result, whether the reward is there or not, you've already kind of, you know, paid attention to the experience. So I think if you're able to do this consciously, regularly, you kind of win anyway. Yeah, you don't really lose.
The difference between working for yourself is that the good days are really good and the bad days are really bad, and you're like, oh my god, but the highs outweigh the lows.
If you're talking about the specific hours that you're dedicating to your job versus the time that you spend outside of it, my mentality is that if you work on things, whether it's physical or mental, that will give you a certain level of energy that can be translated into your work, that's the approach I would go for. So, for example, I would rather take like maybe a couple hours in the morning, do like a meditation or practice, and then go into the work and do what needs to be done there, versus getting up in the morning, going straight into work, trying to crack on and finish as many deadlines as possible, and do it in a kind of a less balanced state.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I mean, sometimes, as you said, your routine is going to get messed up. You're going to have to take a 6 a.m. call. But it's about not letting that affect the rest of your day, and not and the next morning you get back on it.
You must have heard, you know, do a job that you love and you will never work a day in your life. I have actually had a very interesting conversation with a friend recently who actually, you know, normally people are like, yeah, that's what you gotta do, like find what you love and then just do it. And he was like, I just found something that I liked and then I work on what I love on the side. So he had like actually a very different perspective, but I'd love to, you know, I'd love to know what you guys think about that.
I think when you're starting your own company, you need to look at it in a logical point of view. First of all, make a budget. Before you have these great, you have a great creative idea, a good business is a creative idea with a good Excel sheet behind it.
Yeah.
Work out your budget, work out what you're willing to spend on it, work out who you know in the industry. But I think find what you love and you will always work for the rest of your life, because when you have your own business, it's never good enough. I have to tell you, like, I have never once looked at my company and been like, okay, we're done. This is really good.
Yeah.
I think you'll feel fulfilled if you do that. But I would say that starting your own company, it will keep you up at night. You will wake up at 2 a.m. being like, oh my God, the website's down. And it's like,
You have to be realistic about it, logical and realistic about it. But that's not to deter anyone from pursuing their dreams, you know. I think people tend to create stories and imaginations that it will be so wonderful without actually having experienced it, because they probably hear or read about it somewhere or something like that. But I think the planning, the strategizing is really important. And I think the transition from what they're currently doing to their own personal venture is quite important. Some people tend to just like go cold turkey, just drop whatever they're currently doing and go all in. My advice, depending on the nature of the venture, would be to kind of make it an organic transition, a smart transition, not something where that's too like extreme. But you know, proper planning, proper budgeting, as Dervla said. And I think another key thing is that people care too much about what other people think of them, their opinions on that. And that is a big hindrance on when you take that next leap, or what the effect is once you have made that leap into your own company or your own job. You know, people will talk all the time and have their own opinions, and it doesn't matter. It really doesn't. You have to stay focused on that.
And on that point, people are a good way to not think about how other people are thinking about you and your business is to realize they're thinking about themselves 90% of the time as well. And it's like, you need to create something that you believe in, that you believe is really, really good quality.
Yeah.
And if there's any advice I can give, it's don't think about the size. Like, things can start small and they can get bigger. And just focus on quality, not quantity if you can. That goes for hiring people. Better to have one amazing person that's with you side by side.
Gianni, I know you've recently taken some time off. We'd love to hear a little bit more about it.
So I went to India back in like April time. I spent about a month and a bit at an ashram there. So basically no cell phone service, cleaning the place, eating, you know, sattvic food, which is like very clean vegetarian food, practicing yoga and meditation like six hours a day, and learning from sannyasins. These are people who've renounced their lives to just contemplate different meanings of the universe and our existence and things like this. So it was quite an... it's quite a profound experience for me personally. I thought it was really great. You know, sometimes people think, oh, you have to go there, and then you have these like big realizations. And it's not as if like I went there and like I achieved anything. It was just everything was just made simpler and put into perspective to be just easily, more easily digestible, easy to understand. And I think that's translated into my return back here as well.
That's awesome. And I think that's really great that you guys have both really channeled, I think, something that you're very clearly, and it comes across, I mean, sitting here with you and also I'm sure like through this podcast, that you're both very passionate about what you do and what you're setting up. And it's really cool to see awesome business owners in Hong Kong who are taking, you're supplementing like your business with what you do on the side, which I think is something that people should definitely aspire towards. And on that note, I would love to know your one piece of advice for any aspiring entrepreneurs in Hong Kong. Your million dollar question again.
Create a budget and treat it like a cement wall.
Okay.
And get a good accountant.
All right.
Don't give a shit about what people think of you.
Cool.
Don't give that too much priority, honestly. And you know, the details of creating a business, of course, strategize and plan that properly. Take your time, transition slowly. But ultimately, if you believe in what you're doing enough, and regardless of what other people think of you, you're ahead of the game, I think.
Awesome. I think that's a solid piece of advice for any of our listeners who are looking to take the leap into turning their passion into their profession. And I'd like to thank you guys for coming and sitting down and talking with us today about it, because I'm sure there's a lot of good takeaway in there. And if we need to find you on the internet, or if we can find your businesses on the internet, where should we go?
Comparatreats, very simple. So it's comparatreats.com. It's Comparatreats on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest, YouTube.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You can find more about Iris at irisyourescape.com or on Instagram at iris.hkg.
Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Thanks, guys. So we do have one final round, and I promise it won't take very much of your time. It is a quick game. But before we begin, I'd love your one-line definition of what the word sassy means.
Energetic, fun, and happy.
Sassy is like kind of, what's that thing where the girls are like...
Good attitude.
Like kind of confident, but like fiery at the same time, something like this. Yeah, yeah.
Snaps.
that kind of thing.
Cool. So our quick fire is called Sassy or Not Sassy, and I'm going to give you six phrases, and you're going to tell me if they are sassy or not sassy. And so first one is acai bowls.
Not sassy.
Not sassy.
I love it. I'm like pretty like over
sugar,
the trend.
Like sugar bombs.
Yeah, but it's like popping up everywhere. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. All right. Doga or dog yoga.
I wouldn't call that sassy.
Sassy though. At home, but not with 50 dogs and people.
People are taking it to a whole new level. It's like beer yoga, goat yoga. I'm like, guys, just do the yoga. Anyways, meditation apps.
That's kind of sassy.
Sassy.
I love Headspace. I'm just going to say it's like been... I just recently got into it, and it's been saving my life a little bit. Kombucha.
Sassy.
Sassy.
I still haven't developed a taste, you guys. 4-day work weeks.
Not for me. sounds very unsassy.
Yeah, not sassy.
And then finally, very Hong Kong specific, business deals over WhatsApp.
Oh, sassy. I do everything over WhatsApp. I get everyone off, as much as I can take people off email. I'm getting my estate agent off sassy, off email. Yeah. Everyone.
All right, so we know to get in touch with both of you guys. WhatsApp.
I book my flights through WhatsApp. My travel agent. I'm like. No,
don't email me. Yeah. I mean, that's a good way to clear up your inbox.
Zero goals.
I know. Mm. That's always my goal, and it never is the case. Maybe I should migrate to WhatsApp more. That's what I'm learning.
2 days to do it, but it's worth it.
Thanks so much, you guys. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Nice. So that's all for today, folks. Hope you enjoyed yourself and learned something new from our guests. If you want to dive deeper into today's topic, we've got all the information you need, as well as some extra reading in the show notes, as well as on our website. If you've liked what you've heard, be sure to subscribe, review, and share our podcast with your friends, your family, your next door neighbors, strangers on the street. Hey, it could be the best conversation starter. You can find us anywhere on social media at Sassy Hong Kong if you want to connect with our team some more. We couldn't have made this podcast without the help of some amazing people, so a big thank you to our producer, Susie, and the team at Create Productions. Without our guests, we literally wouldn't have anything to talk about. So as always, show them some love and follow them on the internets. And finally, the biggest thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us along the way. This has been Sassy Speaks. Sarmai out.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.